Good day.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome back to the podcast.
Welcome back. How formal are we today?
Yeah. Really formal.
Yeah. Good morning. Happy
evening.
Evening. Yeah, it's
good day.
Evening. Morning. Did I tell you?
Morning.
A lady at work said morning in the afternoon. And have I told you this?
Yeah.
Oh. I'll tell you again.
Yeah.
I've never known anybody else do it.
No, that was unironic.
Yeah?
Yeah, ironically.
Yeah.
She went, morning!
She was just like sorting her bag out,
yeah.
And I was like, morning to you too. I love saying morning in the afternoon.
I love saying it. Ironically.
Yeah.
I just think it's something where it's like, you know, someone pulls out on us, we'll always go, oh, morning.
Yeah.
Like, you know, if I feel like when I've done it when I'm in the office at work, like someone whips around the corner to you really quickly, and you're like, oh, morning.
Yeah.
Like, it's you're like, morning. Like, it's so high pitched. I don't even know where it's come from.
I don't really know either.
I think it came from something which has just stemmed into morning.
I think it's Auntie Claire, actually.
Oh, really?
Because she always says, morning, been jogging. How's Marston and the boys? And it's just been shortened.
What's
from
that
there.
From?
Oh, it's not from anything.
Oh, she just
made
it up.
She just made it up, and then me and Eve started doing it, and I've
passed it on.
Yeah.
Passed on the wisdom
but
to the
Auntie
girls.
Claire passed it on originally.
Mm. I think it's lovely. I even do it like... Yeah, just I think when someone like when you go into a room and someone's doing something that you wouldn't expect them to do, it's like, oh,
yeah.
Morning.
Yeah, very good.
It's
good example there. What do you want this week?
To get my nails done.
Same, I didn't go today.
I thought you would have gone, they look awfully fresh.
Really? Look how grown out they are.
Yeah, but they're shiny.
Oh, no. I also need to go. I was going to go today, just didn't get around to it.
I really need to go. It's not like mine are quite outgrown. But it's also just they're getting long.
Yeah.
I did think briefly, do I have a break?
Nice.
For a little bit. But also don't really want to.
Yeah.
And
it still costs money to get them removed anyway, so at that point you might as well get them redone.
But what colour are you fancying going? Have you thought about it?
I don't know, I might just go plain.
I'm thinking of going a bit shorter. I normally go for almond, but this time they did them a bit of a square oval without my consent, but I've quite enjoyed it. So I might go for a square oval, and I might go for a blue.
Wow, what kind of blue?
Got a bit of blue going on.
What kind of blue?
Like maybe a royal funky blue.
Wow.
Yeah, like a cool, like, wow, they're blue.
Like your laptop background at the top?
Bit lighter.
Bit lighter, okay,
yeah.
Nice, nice.
Yeah. Maybe that kind of blue.
Very nice.
Yeah, like a blue.
Yeah. Appreciate that.
Sorry, I just remembered something.
Go on.
You know what I learned the other day? Apparently, your hair and nails grow faster in the sun.
Really?
Apparently so, and it's been in very sunny weather.
Yeah.
There's a guy at my work who, he will quite often go literally zero all over, like shave his head basically.
Right.
And then we'll just grow it out really long and then shave it again. Like, he won't get a haircut, he'll just do that.
How bizarre.
Really bizarre. But he shaved his head, like, probably 2 weeks ago. And it's growing back so quick.
Wow.
Because
of the sun?
Yeah, because of the sun.
Interesting.
Mm-hmm.
This week, I would like some gym motivation, to be honest.
Mm.
I went this morning, and it's the first time I've been to the gym in probably 2 weeks, except our yoga.
I've not been in ages, yeah.
Yeah, because, and even today, I just did a bit of cardio. I just can't bring myself to go to the gym and do a workout. Mm. It's just too much at the minute. So I'd like a bit of gym motivation.
My obsession this week is sleep. Feel
nice.
Like I can't get enough of it. Feel like I'm still catching up on my sleep.
Are you sleeping a lot, or would you like to sleep more?
I would like to sleep more.
Fair enough.
See, my issue is this leads on to later on in the episode, but I'm actually obsessed with Love It or List It at the moment.
Yeah, you
actually,
are.
Yeah, but the issue is it's on 9 till 10. No, it's not. It's on 8 till 9.
Is that too late for you?
Well, then, watching it 8 till 9, I'm not really getting up to bed until about 20 past. Then brushing teeth, watch a couple of TikToks. It's half past nine, quarter
yeah.
ten. By the time I turn my light off,
very true.
Then drifting to sleep 10 o'clock. I'm only getting 8 hours.
Only 8 hours. It is hell in here. Could you not reverse your routine? Clean your teeth and then watch Love It or List It. Pajamas on, and then you can just go straight to bed afterwards.
I think I'm just gonna skip Love It or List It. Honestly.
Fair enough.
I'm gonna be in bed by 8 o'clock. Maybe read my book. Snooze.
Very nice.
Yeah.
I think that's very nice.
That's my evening plan.
Yeah. I'm obsessed with Married at First Sight.
Nice. The Australian version.
The Australian version, yeah. I've just been watching it today, catching up, and it's just brilliant. All around. Uh-huh. Can't go wrong.
Yeah.
You don't really need to concentrate that much because they do so many flashbacks that you can...
They do a lot of flashbacks.
A lot of flashbacks, yeah. So you can skip a bit and you'll still know what's happened. So I'm quite enjoying that. That's what I'm obsessed with.
My recommending this week is getting outside in the evenings and making the most of the evenings.
Very nice.
I just think because... Or like even because we've had a lot of nice weather recently.
Yeah.
It's nice to get out and actually kind of make the most of it.
Yeah.
I think if you can't do it in your lunch hour for whatever reason, it's nice to do it in the evening.
Yeah.
Especially whilst you're working.
Very true.
Because it can feel like you're a little sardine in the can sometimes. Yeah. You don't actually ever see the sunlight.
My mum was saying to me earlier, she said, oh, I just got a banging headache. And I was like, well, have you drank much water today? And she said, no. I said, have you slept much? And no. She said, have you been outside? No. And I was like, well, there you go. That's why you probably got a headache. So you need to go outside, you need to drink some water, and you need to sleep.
Yeah, I feel the same. I'm with Julie there. I've got a bit of a headache, and I'm not really... didn't even make it out for a walk at lunchtime today.
Bloody hell, were you that busy?
No, I just ate lunch and got caught up at the dinner table.
And it was raining, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was horrible weather.
Been very windy.
Yeah.
I'm recommending yoga. I feel like we've probably said this before, but I'm just really enjoying it in the minute. Trying to be a bit more consistent.
Yeah, because we fell off for a while.
Yeah. So I'm just recommending yoga. I think it's really fun and a very nice Saturday activity.
I would agree, especially because our yoga class is at 11. It's at 11 o'clock.
Yes, what a good time.
Yeah, we can. You need to leave about 10:30-ish. So I can have a full night's sleep, wake up at 9, have a 3-hour lie-in, and still be on time for yoga.
Yeah, it's a right treat.
It is beautiful.
So if you can take up some yoga, do it.
Yes. Did you see that TikTok I sent? Yeah. I also reposted it. It was like it said like it was these two girls doing yoga and the caption was, when he tells you to dance for you but all you know is the vinyasa flow.
could whip that out at any occasion.
It
yeah.
was really all the comments and like the cap, it was just chef's kiss. And our friend Jess also liked it and reposted it. And I felt like
we're on the same vibe here.
Yeah. Felt great.
The moment,
got to
go ahead.
Emily was witness there for both of them. So Saturday night, it was two of our friends' birthdays, so we went out in Liverpool. Now there's a club in Liverpool that has some kind of deadly stairs. I'd say didn't know they were deadly until after this happened.
Yeah.
And first of all, we had a table up on this terrace, which way went up to the stairs. So we were all walking up, and I'm walking behind one of the girls whose birthday it was. She almost falls, and I was like, oh, careful. Yeah, and then watching the other girl come up the stairs after almost falls, I'm like, God, these deadly. And then all of a sudden, you know, when you're on a night out and everybody disappears, and I was texting Emily and she was like, oh, we're outside. So I go outside and I walk down these stairs. I had a full drink in my hand, right, get to about halfway down, don't know what happens, but all of a sudden I am on my bum sliding down and like 20 miles an hour. It was so fast. It was like, bum, 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 bum. And I was a little dress as well. And I'm like,
oh, did you actually end up at the bottom?
Not like bottom, but like that little platform. Yeah. I was literally on the floor and I got up really quickly and I kind of like stood and looked around. I was like,
did anybody see
that? I was kind of stood there like with my mouth like, oh, did anybody see that? Hand over mouth, eyes wide, like, what just happened? Because I thought, you know, if anyone saw that, they're gonna look me dead in the eyes.
Yeah,
nobody did. So I was like, oh,
thank god yeah.
And then all of a sudden these two guys are walking across the floor and he points at me and he's like gives me a thumbs up like to be like, are you okay?
Yeah.
And I was like,
oh, caught out.
I still don't know to this day whether I was telling my mum, she was like, no, definitely he saw. But I don't know if he saw or if he was like, I was stood there for a couple minutes, like staring, looking a bit confused.
Right.
I don't know if he was checking if I was okay in that sense. But when I did first get up, I looked over and I made slight eye contact with him, and he looked away very quickly. So I think they did see.
Whatever makes you feel better. Yeah. I can go with that story.
I mean, I'm not really. I thought I'd have a massive bruise, but I've not got a big bruise.
Oh, that's quite nice.
Just really sore on my left bum cheek. So
maybe you just knew that you needed a done moment for the week. Well,
yeah, I've got two. Then I've got another one, guys. We were in this other bar. And we were dancing in a little circle. It was me and Emily, our friend Jess, and one of the girls, our friend, you know, boyfriend, one of the birthday girls and her boyfriend were dancing. And that Irish song comes on, like, tell me, mom, when I go home again, I'll be the boy, that one.
Yeah.
And we love that song, too.
Like, we do.
And Jess is like, oh my God. So we start Irish dancing, and I, like, kick one of my legs to do an Irish kick. Straight to the floor.
Literally, like, her legs went from underneath her. Yeah. Kicked up and just went straight back.
Like, landed on both my knees. My knees have got bruises. But yeah, landed straight on my knees. And Emily and Jess, like true friends, both roll into a ball. Yeah. Like, letting themselves laughing. Like, actually, Jess, I think you were crying, both of you.
Yeah.
Like, and I was kind of just crouched, like, laughing, like, oh my God. I stood up and then, like, kind of went back down, like, oh God, no way that just happened. And these people who were weird, like, kind of didn't really know what to do. They were like, are you okay? Like, what's going on? And I was just like, oh my God.
I fear me and Jess are just used to seeing you fall over. So
yeah, because it is, like, I haven't done it in a while.
No.
But when I seem to always have one night every few months.
Yeah.
Where I don't have my balance.
Yeah. Oh, well. At least you're not bruised. That's quite good.
No, I've got a couple bruises on my knees, but that's it. I'll show you later, yeah.
Thanks. Can't wait. Yeah. My dumb moment occurred on the same night. I seemed to just be, like, spilling every single drink that I had that night, and we were in the taxi on the way to the train station, and my Prosecco went all over me. A full cup of Prosecco. All over me. And the taxi driver just went, yeah, you're not allowed to drink in here. Meanwhile, I'm basically sat in a bath. And I was like, my drink is closed. Do not worry. My drink is closed. And I sat in a puddle for the whole car ride. And I had to just, like, keep scooching to try and, like, soak up the Prosecco so that we could get out of the taxi and not have left, like, a wet patch on the seat.
Who were you sat with in the back?
Leah and Lily.
What did they say?
Oh, yeah, yeah. We were all quite aware of the fact that there was a puddle on the seat and the Prosecco was a puddle. Everywhere. Yeah. Like, my legs were, like, wet. It was quite funny.
And you had that skirt on, kind of soaked it up.
Yeah, exactly.
Imagine if you had, like, blue jeans on.
Yeah.
My song of the week is All I Ever Asked by... I couldn't remember her last name, so let me just get it up. All I Ever Asked by Rachel Chinnery.
Oh, yeah. Lovely, I like that song.
Yeah, that's my song of the week.
Very nice. Who's she supporting at the minute? Sabrina?
I don't know.
I think she's supporting Sabrina at the minute on tour.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. If you don't know, get to know. My song is a singer this week, and I've gone with Georgia Smith. Been loving Georgia Smith, kind of fell back into her.
I feel like she's someone you always fall into.
Yeah, she doesn't release that often, but she had a song out in, I want to say, February.
Oh, really?
And I just kind of got back into the swing of listening to her. Just quite enjoy it.
Lovely. Yeah. Lovely. So, guys, we've got to a bit of a different episode. We're going to do some top fives.
Yeah.
I like our list. And we've chosen some... Emily's having a peek at my top five.
Oh, sorry, I wasn't actually looking.
It's okay, don't worry. Yes, so we're going to do a few top fives for us. So, Emily, do you want to kick us off?
Sure, what list should we go for first? Should we go for books?
I was thinking the exact same thing.
Good job, we're on the same wavelength. Okay, so I kind of couldn't really think of five because I've been struggling with reading at the minute. But I'm going to kick it off with Sunrise on the Reaping, the new Hunger Games book. I've read about 40 pages. And it is incredible. It's a masterpiece already. I think it helps because it's part of a series and I've watched the films that you can visualise. Although it's like 25 years prior, you'd still know who the characters are. And there's so many like little things that they'll say. And you're like, that's to do with this is the character in the new film. And you're like, oh my God. And I'm literally, there's so many little teasers in it all. And I'm like, wow, this is incredible. Don't want any spoilers, please. I am very, very fresh to reading it, but I'm really enjoying it.
That's lovely.
Yeah.
We do an alternate.
Sure, we can alternate.
I feel like actually some of ours might be similar because me and Emily read a lot of the same books.
We do.
One of us, normally Emily reads it and then she passes it on to me to read. First one I've got is All the Bright Places.
Nice.
By Jennifer Niven. I read that literally when I was 15 or 16. I think it's one of those books that really stays in your head.
Yeah.
Like, it is a book that's so beautifully written. Mm-hmm. Really sad book, but it's very good.
Yeah. I vividly remember finishing it on a plane and bawling my eyes out.
The end is really... I remember when I first read the ending, I was like, what happened there? Like, you almost have to reread it.
Yeah.
Because you're kind of like, did that actually just happen?
Yeah. I just vividly remember bawling my eyes out, but also a very good book. I agree.
Mm-hmm.
One that's on my list but I haven't read is The Let Them Theory.
Yes.
I'd really like to read that. I've heard so much about it.
We did see it in the bookshop.
We did see it in the bookshop, yeah, but I've got a bit of a queue at the minute, so I need to get through them and then go on to it. But I've heard so much about it, and I was listening to the Mel Robbins podcast today, and she was talking about it, and I was just like, God, I just need to listen to it. Read the book. So yeah, I'm going to give that a whirl.
The only thing is, because it's obviously like a self-help book, isn't it?
Yeah.
I really struggle getting into those kind of books.
Well, when she was talking about it today, her and her daughter co-wrote it. And throughout it all, they tell personal stories.
That's quite nice.
And it's quite relatable, I believe. Mm. So there's like 40 stories within it that they share. So I think it is like research and a theory, but it's based on their personal stories that you can relate to, which is a bit nicer.
Yeah.
So... I might be wrong, but I think that is what it's kind of like. So I think we should try that one.
No, yeah, I agree. That has just reminded me that one by Dolly Alderton, Everything I Know About Love.
Yeah.
That I've not written it down, but that would definitely be on my list to read because I have the book. Started reading it, but never finished it.
I also have the book, but haven't read it.
Yeah, I think it's one of them things where I read the first 10 pages and was like, this is a self-help book.
Yes, didn't realise that.
I feel like
everyone
I've spoken to about it had the exact same reaction.
Yep.
Didn't realise it was a self-help book.
It doesn't give off self-help by the title.
Not by the way people talk about it as well.
No. But I agree. We should probably try that one.
Mm-hmm.
One that I have read but couldn't quite get into, but I heard some revolutionary information today, is A Court of Thorn and Roses, but... the audio version. Apparently, books are doing audio versions, but dramatic audio.
Oh.
So, basically, different characters, not just one person reading it, different characters reading it out, background music, tension, all of that is within it. And apparently, the series is completely different when you listen to it, and it's really good. So, maybe I need to try it, that version. Because I've read the first one, and I wouldn't be on my list. I wouldn't recommend it because I couldn't quite get into it. I know everybody raves about it and everybody says it's really good, but it wasn't my thing, not my genre. And the bad bitch genre. But I think I need to try maybe the audio version.
Yeah, my only thing is with the audio versions, the books are like 15 hours long when they're spoken like that.
Yeah.
And I think you can't listen to it like you would a podcast where you're dipping in and out of it. Well, you can.
Yeah.
But it would take you really a long time.
Yeah. Well,
I wouldn't.
Yeah. It takes me a long time to read a book anyway.
Yeah, true. Maybe a week or two, I'm imagining, to get through that kind of. I would think it would be best. I don't know.
Yeah.
That would be a good thing to read at the gym.
Yes.
Because our friend Leah, she's training for a half marathon and a marathon, and she does it all whilst listening to the Harry Potter books.
Wow, interesting.
She was listening to music but got really, really bored. So now she listens to audiobooks.
Wow, that's really interesting.
Yeah.
Maybe we need to test the waters with audiobooks.
I think so. But I've heard other people do that, listen to audiobooks as they're walking, running at the gym. Like a lot of people are starting to do it. But I don't, that's definitely something Sophia Tuxford would do.
Yeah.
Right, so my next book is one that I recently read, which Emily gave to me, Verity.
Brilliant book.
Incredible book.
All round it, I can't go wrong.
Yeah, because Emily was like, isn't it a bit of a horror? Emily was like, yes, it is, but it's not at the same time. Read it, and I was just gasped.
Yeah.
My breath was taken away from me.
Sure, on the floor.
So good, so good. And it has so many twists and turns.
Yeah.
And it's the way that throughout the book, there is quite a few different strands of thought that you could think about.
Yes.
So I remember when I was speaking to Emily about it and we were driving, and I was like, this happens. She was like, interesting.
Not trying to spoil anything.
Yeah, but I do think like I was like, oh, does this happen or is it actually that? Like,
yeah,
you doubt every character, and which I think is really lovely.
You can finish the book and you walk away and you're like, what actually happened? What was the real thing? Yeah,
and there is a movie coming out about that.
There is, yeah.
But isn't Anne Hathaway in it? But I don't know who she's playing. Playing Verity.
Anne Hathaway and Dakota Johnson are one of them's Verity and one of them's the other girl. I can't remember her name. One of them plays one of them.
So it's Viola, doesn't it?
Yeah. She's the one. Yeah. I think Anne Hathaway is Verity.
I think so, but I always imagined, isn't Verity a blonde?
I can't remember.
I think so. That's what always actually really irritates me when they make book adaptation, no, film adaptations of books, when they don't even get the characters right.
Yeah, that's very true.
All the Bright Places.
Yep.
That,
I know that.
Oh, that really upset me. That one
was so annoying.
Because I was so, so excited for that movie. First of all, they make the whole book into like a 90-minute movie. Like,
yeah.
The book is like 300 pages. Like, yeah. You can't do that. And then also, they miss out literally all the important parts. And they just rewrite the characters' looks completely.
And the characters' looks are so descriptive. Like, yeah. you paint an exact picture of what the character looks like. It's not just like, you know, the character is a girl who is tall. Do you know what I mean? Like, no, they go into very detail about what the person looks like.
Yeah.
So, they really messed up there.
She wasn't too bad. It was him.
Yeah.
Like, he was... The actor they chose looked nothing like how he was described in the book.
Yeah.
And, like, also part of... Don't want to talk about, probably the book's been out about 12 years, probably.
Yeah, probably.
I'm gonna say especially in the book, they talk about how he has a really bad relationship with his dad.
Mm-hmm.
He has a little sister who he looks after and a big sister who like looks after him. The mum's out a lot. But she's very caring for the children. That's part of it.
Yeah.
In the movie, his mum is not even seen. She's just mentioned. His dad's not mentioned. But in the book, he gets abused by his dad, which is such a large part of the way he is.
Yeah.
And then, stop it all off, he doesn't have a little sister in the movie.
Yeah.
So he's like, what was the point in that?
They really messed up on that one.
Yeah.
Anyway, got another one?
Yes, Gone Girl.
The book?
Yes.
Oh, I've only seen the film. I didn't know it was a book.
I've got the book at home.
Wow.
You must read it.
I might give that one
so
a whirl.
Good. I read the book before the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I read the book on holiday one day. I bought it in WH Smith at the airport. And then I remember I went home and was telling my brother about it. He was like, you know that's a movie that's like one of the lost? Because I was like, I don't know that, no.
Yeah.
But it's an incredible book.
Wow.
So good. It's just like the movie. Like, it's so, so good.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah, I just really like that film.
Yeah. Have you got any more?
Yeah, I've got two in the same point because it's more the... I'll just explain it. So it's The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo and David Jones and the Six. Same author. Oh, I should have really thought who the author was before I said this. But it's the style of book that I really liked. So it's basically an interview. And I genuinely thought...
They are so good, yeah.
Taylor Jenkins Reid, that's the author. I genuinely thought that Daisy Jones and the Six was a real band.
Yeah.
Like, I genuinely thought it was a real band. And then I was like... Oh my god, no, this is all made up. The interviews are just the style of the book, and then 700.
We still need to watch the series.
Yeah, I know. But I just think it's really good and really gripping and just a very different type of book than what I'd normally read, but I really enjoyed them. Both
my next one is actually Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo.
Yeah.
And I would agree with you. I think they're really, you get really involved in the characters because of how it's set out.
Yeah.
You kind of imagine them in your head. You imagine how they speak, how they interact with each other.
Yeah.
To the point that when the book ends, you're like, that's a real person. Like,
yeah.
I think Evelyn Hugo with The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, that was clearly based on some kind of film star.
Yeah.
I feel like it was, have I heard Marilyn Monroe somewhere?
Ooh, don't know.
Not sure, possibly.
Should I Google that?
But whether the author just like loosely based it on them. Like, yeah. Not actually everything on them. But that's really interesting, The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo. That's really gripping. And that has a really good twist in it.
So it says, Evelyn is loosely based on an actress called Elizabeth Taylor, who married 8 times to 7 different men.
Mm-hmm.
But Evelyn Hugo was not a real person.
No.
And the style of writing was to make you believe that she was.
Yeah. But that's the same with Daisy Jones and the Six. Like, they are based on Fleetwood Mac.
Yeah.
But that is such a good book. Because I've read the series, I've watched the series, I've watched like 2 or 3 episodes.
Mm-hmm.
And you honestly, we need to watch it.
Yeah.
Because those two or three episodes are so good.
Yeah.
Because they're so like the book.
Oh, really?
They are. It's set out in an interview style with flashbacks.
Okay. Oh, that's good.
So it is literally just like the book. Oh, that's good. But they recorded all the songs from the book. Because obviously in the book,
yes,
all the music lyrics at the back.
Yeah.
So they actually wrote the songs. And all the songs are in the movie. So yeah. If you go on Spotify, they are technically a real band on Spotify.
Yeah. Okay.
So good.
I think we need to give the series a whirl.
Should we do our top five TV?
Yeah, sure. Do you want to go first?
Mine would be first one, Friends.
Yes.
I love Friends. On repeat, like, it's constantly. Such a good comfort show. Just such a good show.
Yep. Same genre, Modern Family.
Nice.
Always have that on the background. I finished it again today. And still cry at the ending just because it's so like wholesome and it's so lovely. I probably finished Friends maybe four times. I probably don't cry at the ending anymore, but I definitely did the first time.
Oh yeah, definitely. My next would be Grey's Anatomy.
I still have never watched so that, good, but it's so deep. Like, it's really 20 long. Seasons
it is now, but because they're still making them. But bloody I stopped hell. Watching probably about a year and a half ago.
Right.
So I stopped watching when it got to probably about season 18.
It's heavy.
The start of it's really, really good. And I would recommend it.
Yeah.
If you're willing to watch it.
Yeah. Always heard good things about
I
it.
I think if it was only 10 series,
yeah,
it would get a lot more.
Yeah.
But the fact it's 17 or 20 now, it's a lot more. But like at the start, because of how it is, you obviously start off with the characters when they first get into the hospital.
Yeah.
And then you kind of see all their love and turmoil. People come, people go. It's so dramatic. Like, it's so dramatic, but so, so good.
Yeah. I'm going to go with the film, Bridget Jones. All of them, but Reignited by the last one. I thought the last one was lovely. I think when you bring back a film for the fourth. Yeah, it was a fourth one, wasn't it? Yeah. That long after, always a risk, but they did so well. I loved it.
So well.
It was really good.
I always think Bridget Jones well because the first two are based on movies. The first two are based on books, sorry.
Yeah.
Now, even when it came to the third, and me and my mum were talking about it, she was like, don't think it's going to be as good. Because I think when movies are based on books and then all of a sudden they're just writing the script.
Ah, was there no books? No. Only the first two are books?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't
only
know
Bridget
that.
Jones' Diary and Edge of Reason are books.
Ah.
And then the baby one and this one all about the boy, a script written.
Ah.
But I'm pretty sure the author wrote the script.
Yeah.
So she's still been heavily involved.
Yeah.
Because you don't get that a lot. I think a lot of the times
when the book series ends, they don't make another film. But
that's like with Hunger Games. The series, like the movies have done so well. And the books have continued to do well, that they're writing more books so that they can make more series.
Yeah, which I haven't seen before, which is interesting. Just in our lifetime, probably has happened before. But yeah, they're writing more books as the films have gone.
Yeah.
Which is interesting.
Which it must be, I would love to know what her, what that book deal is worth.
Yeah.
After reading like Verity, because that's obviously about the book deals, I think it would be really interesting to know how much that book deal is worth.
Yeah, true.
Yeah.
You got one?
Next one is kind of on the same with the books and the romance, Sunrise Tempest.
Yes. Can't wait for the new one.
Yeah. I would just say it's a really good series to watch if you want like an easy going, breezy.
Yeah.
Because it's only like up to, I'd say 10 episodes in the first series, about 10 in the second. Not a lot. But I would say it's really easy breezy. It's good watch. Kind of like To All the Boys I've Loved Before, but a bit more grown up.
Yes.
That was how I would describe it.
Good description. And you could probably still watch them before the new season comes out. If you haven't watched it, you've probably got time.
I mean, the only thing I hate about it is the fact it's on Amazon.
Really? What have you got against Amazon?
Only because Amazon, we've waited like 2 years for this
Yeah, series. True, like, true.
Not even Bridgerton takes that long. Like, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, true. Very true.
Why is it taking so long? And then they'll come out every other week or like every 2 weeks.
Yeah.
I really hate when I want to binge.
Yeah.
But I can't binge Somewhere I Turn Pretty because I'd have to wait 6 weeks.
Yeah.
When everyone else has watched it and we'll see everything on TikTok and Twitter.
Yeah.
Like, I want to be able to watch it all in one night, like I can with Bridgerton, and then wait a year.
Yeah.
I would die happy with that.
Who decided that they'll stop block releasing as well? Because I hate that with a passion. What, Stranger Things, they'll release like...
3 episodes yeah, and then another 3.
And then another 3 in a couple months' time. And I'm like, why? We know you finished them all. Mm. Why not just do it all now?
I don't know if it's like to build the anticipation.
Probably.
But is that Wicked?
Why yeah. Oh, God.
That, I feel like that would have been better more so if they were 6 months apart.
Yeah, and how was it 3 hours and it was only part one? Like, yeah. You are having me on. How long is the second one going to be?
Yeah, I know.
But it was a good film.
It was very good. Have you got another?
I've got another, Adolescence.
I've not watched it yet.
I think it's a must watch. It's intense and it's quite hard hitting, but it's really good.
Mm.
I think you've got to watch it. Couldn't rewatch it, but it was really good. Would recommend if you haven't watched it to rewatch it.
I've watched like the first episode, like 20 minutes of it.
Yeah.
But I need to really watch it because so many people have gone on about it and I don't think I've heard that much about a series in a long time.
Yeah. And there's only 4 episodes.
Yeah,
and they're like 50 minutes.
It's really short.
So it's definitely doable.
My next one is actually a movie that I watched years and years ago. Probably about 3 years ago, actually.
Go on.
But it's actually in like, it was made in the 90s. It's called Seven. Don't know if you've ever heard of it.
Yes, I have.
It's got Brad Pitt and Morgan Freeman.
Yes, I've never actually watched it though. But
so.
Really?
I will watch it with you. It's incredible.
Wow.
So it's about this kind of a slightly older detective who's about to retire, and this younger detective comes in, and there's one final case, and they're like, oh, we'll pay you up for it. Like, he can take you to the ropes, this can be your retirement journey.
Yeah.
Like, sound. And so this new one's freshly moved to New York, this new wife.
Mm-hmm.
And really happy, blah, blah, blah. And then someone dies, and it's like, then someone else dies, and they're kind of like, these are all connected. Realize one person is murdering these people by the 7 deadly sins.
Oh.
So like one of them die of gluttony, so he feeds them to death.
Oh.
Like, because he's greedy. Do you know what I mean? Like things and things like go on like that. It's really interesting. And there's this humongous plot twist at the end. Like,
wow.
Yeah, it's
one of the things you'd love to watch for the first time again.
Yes, yeah. Because I remember it was when in lockdown, me and my siblings used to have like, we'd call them like kids club movie nights. But we'd literally all just sit and watch a movie or like telly or whatever.
Oh.
And my older brother Tom had watched it a few times because my granddad and dad love it. But I'd never heard of it before. Like, no one had ever mentioned it. And he was like, it's so good. Like, you have to watch it. So we watched it and he was like, just watching. And he was like, I can't believe you watched it. But I actually have another funny story about it. I can't tell you the ending, obviously, because I don't want to ruin it for you. We were talking about it at a family tea once. And my cousin was saying he'd watched half of it but not all of it.
Mm-hmm.
And then my auntie is, is that the one where that happens? And we were all just like,
oh, was that your jaw?
Yeah, that was my jaw.
God, jaw's on
like
the floor.
Jaw's literally to the floor, like, you did not. And he went, no.
Oh.
And we were all like, just like, oh dear.
How annoying.
Yeah, I don't think he ever finished it because he knew what happened then.
Yeah.
No one ruins it for you like that. It's kind of like, it's like when you find out Dan was Gossip Girl before you've actually watched it.
And,
kind of
and
like,
that was bodged, wasn't it? That was completely bodged. Like, it doesn't really make sense for the full length longevity of the series for Dan to be Gossip Girl.
It was I don't like think they had a plan,
And didn't it get spoiled and like 2 seasons before the end, so they had to change the plan.
I can't remember.
I think that rings a bell. And then he ended up like down, slightly down.
Yeah.
Like, really
I mean, he kind of made sense because he was the writer. He was always kind of the background-ish within the group. But equally, it's like so much was written about him and Serena at the start that it's kind of like, well, if it was really you wouldn't have written that much.
Very bizarre.
Doesn't matter. My next one is Love It or List It.
There, you've got a very strange TV taste for your like after work.
I will watch game shows.
Yeah, you will. Yeah. You will watch standard.
I want my brain to be clicking.
Yeah. Well, Love It or List It. It's brain ticking for that one.
Oh yeah, that's a nice house. That's a nice house.
Guessing how much it's worth. I think that might be £572,000 actually.
It's also nice. It's just nice to see the transformations people do with their houses.
Yeah.
Not to spoil it for you because I know you're going to watch it. But there was an episode last night. I only watched the last 10 minutes of it because I came in late. But there was, and they'd done this massive like. They hadn't even done an extension. They just like knocked down a bunch of walls, so it looked like it done an extension.
But yeah.
Sorry, tired. And anyway, the man had the couple had lost both of his parents within the year of doing all the work. It's quite sad. But anyway, he had this like filing cabinet. He was like, "Oh, my dad always wanted to upcycle this, but never did." So they made it into an island. It was a filing cabinet on wheels.
Oh,
it was really cool. That's quite cool. It was really cool. So they could like move it around with
Shall we finish on a quote?
Yeah, let's have a nice quote.
Gosh, it feels like quite a switch in tone, actually, doesn't it? But
should we finish on a quote?
The quote I've written down, I'll stick with it, is time passes anyway.
Lovely.
I think what I was thinking about when I was writing this, thank you, was I find it really hard. It was when we were talking about the books. I find it really hard to sit down and concentrate on a book. And then I find other things to do, and then like half an hour's passed, and I'm like, I should have just sat down and read because the time passes anyway. Like, why did I faff about making a decision? So yes, that was where I came from. Time passes anyway.
Lovely. I think that's such a nice quote because it is like, yeah. Just in general, like if you want to do something or do something else, well, the time is going to pass anyway.
Yeah.
So whether you do it or not, you're still going to be that age in a year's time.
Yeah, exactly.
You
might as well do what you can.
I've got one, but I've actually thought of another. So I'm going to use my other one. And did you ever watch Chalet Girl?
Yes, the film, yeah.
Yes. So I always, when I think of that movie, I always think of that quote where it's like, you've got feet in your shoes and brains in your head. You can steer yourself wherever you choose.
That's lovely. Yeah, I like that one. Thanks for that.
Thank you. It's just nice, then.
Yeah.
They pair nicely together.
They do.
So we're going to leave you with our wisdom.
Yeah.
And say ta-da.
Please take our recommendations. And if you have any for us, let us know.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye, guys. Ciao.